man must find his definition, his identity, first in the material scheme of things. He must find his definition in the matter created by God. You are matter, created from matter. You belong to the wholeness of the material world, all about you, in you, and everywhere. That's what you must first understand. So God gives us a sense of belonging first, before even he tells us that he made us from Adam, before many any tell us that we are the children of our parents, we know. He tells us that we are part and parcel of the whole external material world. So God really gives man a cosmic concept of himself. Cosmic, meaning the whole universe. He gives us a concept of ourselves and a belonging that is cosmic. I am created with this whole total creation. I am an important part in it. I have a role to perform in it. I belong to it. I belong to the stars of the heavens. I belong to the earth. I belong to everything out there and here. I am one with creation. That's what Allah tells us. It's very important. Your mind will come from insanity to saneness if you just start thinking the way I'm instructing you to think with the words of Quran right now. Yes, the crazy person will come back to sanity if they will just accept what we are saying. People go crazy when they alienate themselves from the world that God made them a part of and placed them in and intended for them to function in and be successful in. You must progress as a material being. You must seek identification with a material universe. You must seek a place in a material universe. You must seek to understand a material universe. You must find dignity and esteem for yourself in a material universe. And if you can find it there, you'll find it in the lineage of man. Because Adam was made out of that. Huh? And if I have worth in the material world that God has made, and Adam was made of the dust of the earth, he was made from the matter of the universe, then I have dignity in Adam. Adam must be having dignity too. That's why God says the plan on which he patterned man, the plan, the universal order, the natural order of things, the very plan upon which he patterned man, Adam. So we see ourselves first, not as a Negro, not as an African. We see our first self first as a cosmic being, made of the creation, belonging to the creation, made of the heavens, belonging to the heavens. One with the stars. Do you think you're not? You're one with the stars. The matter that's in you is also out there. The matter that's out there came into you. Whatever you are, you've gotten it from the earth. The earth is a sister member in that whole big old system out there of millions and millions of untold stars and galaxies extending in the universe so far away no telescope can find the limits of it. You belong to all of that. You are part and parcel of that. Whatever potential is in out there, that potential is in you. And God has made you special. Though this reduces you to an insignificant place, really, in the scheme of things, you're so small. But in your own world, following the direction for your excellence that God intended for you, following it naturally according to the natural urge for excellence in you, you can become a very special creature. So special that God says, heavens and earth, yield your resources, yield resources for the benefit of this man. Huh? Yes, God says that he causes the stars, the heavens and the earth to all yield their resources for the benefit of this man. Now, we can't finish this. Next time, I hope. And we pray God guide us to the right path, clear up our minds, take us away from racist thinking, racist attitudes. You want to get ahead of the white man? Put completely down his game and his things and walk straight ahead.
McBear.